More variety from the 2000s, the 90s, and today. Star 101.3. It's Marcus and Sandy. It's time for second date update.
Yeah, so if you're dating someone and maybe it's the first date, you go out, you have a great time, and then they just kind of ditch you, you don't hear from them, we'll try to call them to see what's going on. So we've got Anastasia on the line. Hi, Anastasia.
Hi.
Good morning.
All right, so let's talk about Paul. Tell us how you met and tell us a little bit about your date.
Okay, so we met on Bumble, but then we decided we were going to meet in person. So we went to a local park. We've both been working from home, so we were just like excited to get out and see somebody. And so we got like coffee and like a snack, and we went to this park and hung out. And he was funny, and we were both Giants fans, and the conversation was awesome. Like it was just like flowing and easy, and I haven't heard from him again. So I was like, what's going on?
So good chemistry. He looked like his picture, which is always nice. And you'd like to see him again. But is he just not getting back to your text, or is he taking a long time, or what?
I know nothing.
Oh, okay. That's annoying.
Fantastic. All right. Well, we're going to play a song, and then we'll call him, and we'll have you on the line, so you have to mute your phone out. But we'll do it after this, okay?
Okay.
Hang on one sec.
Second date update on Star 101.3. More variety from the 2000s, the 90s, and today it's Star 101.3. It's Marcus and Sandy, and we're in the middle of second date update. You know this.
So Anastasia, let's see. You met Paul on Bumble. You guys ended up going on an in-person date. You went to the park, sat, had a nice chat, good chemistry, and everything seemed fun. And now he's not getting back to any of your texts, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Let's call him and let's see what's up.
So mute your phone out. We're going to try to get some answers. Hang on a sec.
Hello?
Good morning. Is this Paul?
Yeah, this is Paul.
Hi, Paul. This is actually Marcus and Sandy. We do a radio show on Star 101.3.
Hey, Paul. Good morning.
Oh, hey. Good morning.
Hi there. I know it's a little random and early, so I'll get to the point. We do a segment on our show, Second Date Update. I don't know if you've heard the segment. Maybe?
Have you heard our show?
Oh, I mean, I've heard of it. I'm not too familiar with it, though.
Okay. No worries. So okay. We're talking to people out in the dating world, and somebody contacted us that apparently went out with you. Do you remember a girl named Anastasia?
Yeah, I do.
She says that she enjoyed the date. But then since the date, you've kind of disappeared.
Yeah.
Ghosted. We want to did something go wrong? You just busy? Is there a story here?
Well, yeah. I mean, I can tell you about it. I mean,
Was it a bad date?
It was just kind of odd.
Okay.
Like, I was really looking forward to it. And, you know, because she seemed, you know, super down to earth and fun. And, about like halfway through the date, I mean, she was like, "Hey, Paul, do you? I don't want to be like weird you out, but there's like a man standing right next to you." And I was like, "Okay." And I looked like behind me, like I thought she was messing with me, and like there was no one there.
Are you talking about like a ghost?
I don't like. Yeah, she was like really convinced and said like. No, that I said, I don't see any, like, I don't know, or maybe my face just said, like, I don't know what you're talking about. And she was like, oh, I see figures, like, I'm a medium.
Oh, okay.
I'm so confused right now.
Yeah, well, same with me. And I was like, well, I thought you said you were a pharmacist, so I don't really know. And she's like, I am, but I also, like... I also do this, like, this is a gift that I have and I'm starting to embrace it. And she's like, I see figures. And she's like, I've seen it since I was like a girl
and
it's always been there. And so I was like, whoa, this is, I wasn't expecting that.
Paul just gave her the coffee and snacks.
Okay. So
it was really weird.
Yeah. Okay, Paul, I'm just going to let you know right now. Anastasia is actually on the phone with us.
Anastasia?
Honestly, that's so rude. This is why I don't tell people about it, because they react like this and they just like don't get it. But like, I can't help it that the spirit chose to communicate with me during our date. So it's just like, I think it's really like
What do you?
I don't know.
I love learning about this kind of stuff. So
you
not to make it weird, but yeah,
people?
what did you see?
So it was a figure of a man, and he was trying to get to the other side, and so he was reaching out to me for help, and I was just trying to like give him some peace and let him know to take his time and just to wait for it, and it would happen naturally once he was at peace with himself.
Well, whoa. I mean, no offense. I think it's amazing you have that gift. I'd be terrified to have that gift. But also, it's really, what do you do with that when you're just meeting someone for the first time?
Honestly, Anastasia, like, that's super cool, like, that you have that skill. But, like, and I'm not trying to judge, but, like, I don't know if I can't really understand it at all. And I don't know. I couldn't deal with it. And that's why I haven't contacted you.
Okay, so it sounds like no second date. Guys, sorry if it didn't work out, but, you know, at least now we know.
Yeah, no, thank you.
All right, hang on. Fair enough. I think she freaked him out a little bit.
I know. I'm actually a little jealous. I want her abilities.
I'm more like, this is garbage, but tell me everything. Second date update, 7:05 weekday mornings. And then, of course, the replay at 9:05. And don't forget the podcast. Download the free iHeart app. And then go search out Marcus and Sandy's second date update, okay?
Marcus and Sandy on Star 101.3.